From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Leaders in Japan are observing the fifth anniversary of the tsunami that killed 18,000 people. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has pledged to increase reconstruction efforts in northern Japan, where the earthquake and tsunami set off a meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. The Japanese Red Cross Society says thousands of families and elderly people are still displaced. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is necessary to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the Security Council Thursday, Mr. Ban said that the allegations this past year erodes trust in the UN.
It undermines the trust between the United Nations and its beneficiaries, betrays the values and principles that UN purports to advance, and tarnishes the credibility of United Nations peacekeeping operations and the United Nations as a whole.
The Secretary General has proposed new initiatives to strengthen the UN's response, including assisting victims and improving accountability for perpetrators. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he'll quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. However, his term ends in September 2017. He did not explain why he would leave the year after, nor his reason for retiring. The 73-year-old dos Santos has led Angola since 1979. He's Africa's second longest ruling leader. Critics accuse him of using the country's oil wealth to amass huge fortunes for himself, his allies, and his family. From Washington, this is VOA News.